Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories
sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Hey, what's up?
We're back with another episode for you. And how are you feeling? Because we are just, at least at this time of recording, we're about 5 days postpartum. Daylight savings.
What are we talking about here?
Did we save the daylight? I saw a meme that said that. Did we do
it? Did we get saved?
Did we save the daylight?
Oh my gosh. It feels like we're all being dramatic, but all of us who are living this reality know that we are not.
Which is all of us.
Being dramatic.
Just kidding. There are a couple places that don't have it. Name me some places.
Arizona.
Hawaii?
Just Hawaii? Yes, maybe.
Okay. So you're telling
Arizona
me
for sure.
All the Arizonans
have just been flowing through this last week. Without a care in the world.
Well, and you're telling me
balmy 75-degree weather.
They've managed to work it out without saving the daylight. So what are we doing? Just kidding. I know it's about the farmers. But anyway, the older I get, the more I struggle to adjust. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. But and then your kids kind of are off and it's just the whole thing.
I'm not a napper. I took two naps.
I took a nap yesterday at 10. Like it was
10 in the morning?
Yeah. Like I hadn't woken up that
Congratulations.
Much before that.
Congratulations.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like typically, I would feel like I need a nap at 3 because I've done a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And this time I got my kids off to school and got dressed, laid down, and 20-minute power napped.
Nice.
And I was like, this is 10 a.m. So it's there.
Probably felt good.
It did. Because it was only 20 minutes. Had I not set an alarm, probably would have been asleep till noon. Probably would have been a problem.
Maybe just you'd feel bad about yourself as you woke up.
No, it's just that weird
like grogginess.
Groggy that you never can come out of. And then all of a sudden it's midnight and you're like, I'm going to repeat the cycle tomorrow, you know, because you can't sleep.
Yes.
So anyway, I guess before we get into our episode subject today, do you have any?
Someday you'll laugh about this moment.
Do miracles count?
Yeah.
So, last couple days.
There can be miracles. When you believe.
I didn't know if I was Whitney or Mariah. It's okay. We didn't assign, parts before this, so it's okay. All is forgiven.
Speaking of, on my way home from my son's basketball game, and this might not be relevant to the podcast, but we've been listening to Let Me Take You to a Better Place.
Yep.
And so sync. It just started playing random songs after that on Spotify, kind of related to.
Mm-hmm.
And so a bunch of NSYNC songs were coming on, thus Mariah Carey coming on.
Okay.
It's like all in that time, you know? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I was like, and my son in the back seat is very much not that way.
Yeah.
But so I just love to try and embarrass him. It's a fun game we play.
The thing is, he's like embarrassed by himself.
By himself.
Like
I know.
Nobody's
but
there.
He is like the opposite personality of me.
Uh-huh.
And so I was just like, oh, baby, walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine. He's like, you used to listen to this? And I was like, I do listen to this.
So do you now.
Currently. And I'm like, you know, I just don't feel that we have, no offense to the artists these days, but we aren't getting these
those
like slapping bangers of
these girl icon pop stars.
Yes, like Mariah, like a Whitney, like even a Britney, a Christina. We're missing that.
Where we can
Ariana, please.
Seriously, we can just like take our ponytail holder out and like
whip
our hair back and forth at the stoplight.
Right. And
love
pretend like
us.
We can hit those high notes and we can't.
It's very high falsetto.
I was like, bro, listen to her. Listen to her. Borderline screaming. And I was like, bro, listen to her. She can hit like the highest note in the world. Listen to this.
Icon.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So go on.
So anyway, the last couple days at night when it's like getting to be bedtime, I've really been feeling depressed, feeling stressed out, overwhelmed. And like, am I going – do I have depression now? Do I – I'm going through some kind of crisis.
Right. Perimenopause or something.
Well, that's pretty close because then I realized Shark Week a coming. And it all made sense.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like
I
you were thinking of Discovery
thinking
Channel,
of literally Animal Planet Shark Week, but I get what you're putting down. And here's the thing: I do the same thing, and somehow I still can't
figure.
It comes around every month, and yet
I'm like, what is going on?
What's wrong with me?
I have made terrible decisions,
and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't want to run away. There's nothing wrong with me. Well, there is, but it's like it will go away soon.
Right. Like it's so crazy, the spiral that you go down. Mm-hmm. Felt like I was getting like snippy and depressed. I was kind of in tears.
Yeah, like weepy, you know?
weepy. And yeah. I'm just like, holy moly, I'm struggling with something here, and it's life. And then I realized I was suffering from premenstrual syndrome. So anyway, I was really happy when it all came to light, and I realized that I'm going to be okay. But
it's not always so light, though.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, I guess is what I mean.
In about and 7 days, 5 to 7 days, this you're going to feel fine.
And I got this notification from Walmart, and it's like, your package is going to arrive today. And I was like, my package? And I look at my Walmart app.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, I had ordered Dove chocolates. Like, I don't think I, like, order them in my sleep. Well, I feel like,
hey, I wouldn't judge you because, you know, I've ordered things in my sleep.
I feel like my hand like grazed the Dove chocolates when I was doing my grocery order.
No, it didn't. God was looking out for you.
I know. I'm like, God does love me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Jesus loves me. For the Dove chocolates
are arriving between 3 and 5. I was, I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe that. That's amazing. Like, no, there can be miracles.
Because, you guys, I'm not the type of person who orders treats to be delivered to my doorstep. I'm not that kind to myself, usually.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh. I was already struggling coming up to this point. And then I'm getting chocolates delivered to my door
today.
Were
there happy tears?
Were there happy tears? I was just like, I looked up like they do on the sitcoms when, and then like,
He knows what you need. And you accept it?
It wasn't as magical as not having been charged to my credit card. But, you know, it was still on my account.
It's $4.
Right. It's fine. And I'm going to enjoy that today.
It's not going to financially ruin you.
And I'm going to read the little notes on the inside. Yes, you know what I mean? And just those uplifting fun notes.
Right.
And you know, Dove Chocolate, that was a great marketing campaign.
You know what? Dove Chocolate ought to get on all of our cycles. And just like
pre-ship. And then cancel if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we all, like you said, a lot of us just fight it.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, you know what?
I don't need to treat myself.
Yes, you do. Yes, we do. You know, you need to have like a subscription service because we don't go out of our way sometimes to just do it.
Well, and especially when you do feel like down the dumps, I'm the worst person in the world leading up to that. You're not going to go buy yourself something nice. You don't deserve that in your mind at the time, you know? And then by the time you realize what's happening, you know, you've come out of that slump. Let's just get ahead of that.
Right.
Let's get these chocolates to your doorstep.
ASAP. Well, I'm glad that you had that little miracle. And you know what? You're choosing to see the miracle here because sometimes
I'm not just seeing it as a random accident.
Right. Well, today we are talking about, what do you want to call it? Restaurant mishaps.
Yeah.
Funny restaurant stories. Mm-hmm. We did an episode and here's the thing.
It's probably been season one, don't you think?
Probably. And here's the thing. We have, when season we two, transferred maybe. All of our episodes over to our new platform, we're a KSL podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our old ones went away.
I kind of wonder if they only allow like 100.
Certain amount. Could be.
So I might and start so like been, throwing on some season one.
We should because it's been, I've been, we've been getting a lot more listeners and they'll message us be like,
we're trying to go back to this year.
Or we need to do a this and this episode. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we did. And then I go to send it to them and it's not there.
Yeah.
So we should probably repost some of these old ones because they are great. There are some awesome stories. But we decided it was time to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it'd be funny to talk about, funny restaurant and food experiences.
Yeah. Do you think – would this make your list if a radio news person came up to your table at a restaurant and interviewed you for a story?
Yeah. Did you just do that today?
I did that yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
So I was like pitching these ideas to my boss and like maybe this could be a good story or this could be a good story. She's like, actually – yeah. I have an idea for you. I'm going to send you down to your local sports bar.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. It was 10 a.m.
People are chatty. Oh, you're getting the 10 a.m. bar
but
crowd?
The reason why is because it's the Big 12 championship or the Big 12 tournament and BYU is playing. So she's like, I want
you. So go to the bar for the BYU fans?
Well, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. So restaurant and bar.
Okay.
But anyway.
Hot wings at 10 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
but
it.
But the game was like at 10:30.
You're playing fast and loose.
With your bowels. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had to basically walk up to people at their tables and be like, are you guys rooting for BYU?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes. And then I had to like flash my badge and be like, do you guys want to talk about it?
Do you love it? Do you love to do that? Do you feel important?
I mean, I feel like I'm being annoying. Mm. And so it kind of depends on what their reaction is.
Well, you're either going to get people that are really excited to be interviewed and on TV.
Uh-huh.
Because there are – I'd be fine.
But they weren't on TV. It was just interviews.
Right.
So it's less
true.
Exciting.
Voice. But then you're going to get some people that are like – please let me crawl in a hole.
Please leave me alone.
Don't talk to me. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you never know what you're going to get when you're walking up to them, mm-hmm. you know? So that's intimidating. I think that would make my list. Well, let's get into some of these submissions.
Okay.
Okay. Britt and I were servers at a wing restaurant for years of our life. Like,
yeah. we spent second to none.
Yeah, we spent honestly, so much
I will time. Die on that hill that those wings are second to none.
They are. They nothing beats them. They're so real. Good.
Winging it. Oh, yeah, that was like on the morning news that yeah. we used to, mom used to turn on in the morning while we were getting ready for school.
Yeah, yep.
That was the commercial.
Anyway, so there's never a shortage of stories. You know, mm-hmm. Hunger Games signal out there to all those servers.
Yeah.
Now, servers, though, sometimes you can tell they're jaded.
Yes.
And you can tell if they hate their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting. I think – here's my opinion, but a lot of people assume servers are doing weird things to their food more than they are, I
yeah,
think.
Servers don't. They don't want to risk
that. I literally
that.
Worked there for years, like 15 to 20.
I never – 15 to 20 years?
No, 15 to 20 years old. Like I oh. like I started when I was 15.
That feels like an exaggeration.
And I worked there on and off until yes. I was like almost 20.
Absolutely, me too.
So I'm saying
– I never did a thing.
I never did a thing and I never – I'm just reassuring people and I mm-hmm. never saw anything done. Mm-hmm. Now, but I have heard so many people when I go out to dinner being like, well, we don't want them to spit in our food. We don't want them – I'm like, guys, I really think you got to give people the benefit of the doubt here. Mm-hmm.
Because like their job is on the line. There's not very many places you can go for privacy in a restaurant. It yes. is hustling and bustling.
Yes. But if that's what you need to keep in your head to treat people well, then I guess
then
keep
treat
it in your
them
head.
Great.
Yeah. But I personally just am reassuring people that as far as I saw mm-hmm. my experience, no. Now, there was a guy that I worked with and he didn't last long. I kind of think he had a drug problem. But
so many people at that restaurant
had a drug problem.
They used to take the empty whipped cream canisters
home.
And huff them
yeah.
on their smoke breaks right. back by the dumpsters.
Yes. And I would be mad because I'm like, so because I don't huff or smoke, I don't get a break?
Mm-hmm.
What if I just want to go stand somewhere? I don't get that break?
Seriously.
What in the OSHA is this? So anyway, this guy though, he was probably spending all his money on drugs and he would eat the food off of people's plates
uh-huh.
when he'd bring it back.
Yeah.
And he'd like stand over the garbage can and
eat
the
munchies.
Wings.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that is freaking disgusting. And he's like, well, it's literally not been bit or touched. I'm like, you don't know that. You don't know if they've snotted on it. You don't know if
they've
coughed
or
sneezed. Uh-huh. You don't know if they licked it. Like, you don't know anything. That has been out in the wild and you have no idea. And so he got fired because, well, probably lots of reasons.
Well, and the garbage can was like relatively visible.
So visible. So we had an open kitchen concept where we worked, meaning mm-hmm. you walked in and you saw right into the kitchen, which I think is reassuring.
Yeah.
I always feel good when I walk into a restaurant and I can see
because you got, you know, nowhere to hide.
Correct. And so.
So they got to be on the up and up.
So he would stand over the garbage can right when you walked in.
Yeah, he's got to go.
You know,
he's
and so he
go.
Went fast. Yeah, mm-hmm. he didn't last long. But that, again, is not really gross to the patrons. It's gross for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Okay. This husband and wife, mm-hmm. they go to a breakfast place. Mm-hmm. And this is like a well-known breakfast place in the area. It's kind of, it's not, I would say like a hometown breakfast brunch type of place. It's like their greasy spoon.
Yes.
You know what yep. I mean? Mm-hmm. And so.
Who doesn't love that for mm-hmm, breakfast, you know? Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where everybody knows your name. You know, that kind of a thing.
If you go to breakfast at one of those places and you don't leave needing a shower, you're doing something wrong. Just saying.
Yeah, you need to annihilate that bacon.
Right.
So this woman mm-hmm. is eating her food and finds a human molar.
Whoa.
Yes. Molar, as in tooth.
Anybody who's ever found hair in your food,
this is nothing.
Take a back seat.
Yeah, yeah, get out of here.
A human molar.
So she like, yeah, pulls it from her mouth and is aghast.
What was she eating? Did she say?
Oh gosh,
eggs or something?
I can't. It was. I mean, some kind of breakfast. Okay. Hash brown. I don't know.
Okay.
But so she's freaking out.
Yeah.
And is kind of throwing a fit. But try not to throw so much of a fit that everyone knows that there's a tooth in her food.
Oh my gosh.
She is goes like directly to the front cashier person. Absolutely. Is like, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. I found a tooth. This is horrible.
You may want to do a molar check.
And and
on all your employees.
And so they were very apologetic. I don't know how this could have happened.
Yeah.
And they refunded their meals and all this stuff and they just left. You know, they didn't want to box up their leftover, you know, nothing.
No.
So they get out to the car and this woman starts feeling around her mouth with her tongue.
Oh, no.
And she realizes that it is her very own molar that ended up in the food.
how did her molar fall out? She's a grown woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would say maybe no she's judgment. Like an empty nester. So sometimes okay. our teeth later in life struggle more. I don't know what else to say. I know that I'm on the road there, so I'm not trying to judge anything.
She needs some calcium.
Yeah. Some, what are those calcium chews? You know, those like chocolate yes. calcium chews?
Grandma had them. I used to eat them had for fun.
Yeah. You're like, well, this is supposed to be good for my bones and it's chocolate?
Yeah.
Once say again.
What?
Dove. So they were in the car at this point.
Yeah.
And her husband's like, should we go in? And yes. she was just
too embarrassed.
Too embarrassed. She's like, no. Hit the road, Jack. We are going home.
Oh.
And so.
Because she did put up a stink and talk to the manager and was like. Yeah, it was like. As you should if you thought that was the case.
If you thought it was a cook's tooth. A line cook's molar.
I'm just picturing the aftermath of what's going on at this place.
Oh, my gosh.
And the manager being like, everybody open up
your,
right now.
Everybody open your mouth.
Do you think they threw
heaven
away?
Heaven forbid if you had dental work earlier that day yes. and you had to get a tooth pulled.
Right.
You're on the chopping block.
Right.
No kitchen puns intended. Yes, they are.
Do you think. They like threw away a bunch of food and stuff after that. Like,
I have no idea. Like, if they're like, all the hash browns got to go.
Yeah. Because that was the culprit. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like to think that I would have at least sent my husband back in. I might have been uh-huh. like, I can't face it. Like,
right,
I can't,
right.
But I need please, you. Honey.
Or I would, maybe I would have called.
Yes.
I think that would be my solution.
I am so sorry.
Call and yes. say, listen. Don't panic.
Yes.
We don't need to have molar gate
right.
at your establishment.
I'm not judging her. I'm just saying.
No, I would be humiliated and the best I could do would be a telephone call.
Right.
I would not be able to show my face in there.
Okay. Well, speaking of, I'm trying not to do too many that are like yucky things in the food. I don't want to gross uh-huh. people out. So there'll be a mix.
Did the molar freak everybody out? Maybe a little bit.
But when she found out it was her own.
Once you realize it's hers, then you're like, okay, I'm not going to throw up on my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. So don't worry. It won't be the whole episode of this, just so you know.
Just this story?
But this story is one of those.
Okay.
This listener said.
Be prepared.
A friend was eating a salad at a restaurant that had small mozzarella balls in it.
Okay.
To think caprese.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Delish, minus the tomatoes for me.
Oh, give me all of it.
She took a bite. And was like, why is this cheese minty?
Weird. What was it like? Rolled up crest?
Gum.
What?
It was someone's chewed.
No, you stop it.
Gum.
Oh my gosh.
She ate a stranger's chewed gum.
Oh.
And again, that feels potentially
lawsuit worthy?
intentional. Like, unless a server was
chewing gum
and then it fell and couldn't find their gum and assumed it was on the ground.
Oh.
But maybe they were like, this looks a lot like these little balls. This would be funny. I don't know. I hope not.
Disgusting. No, I mean, like, yeah, at the restaurant we worked at, we had kind of this salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had a station where you could scoop up sour cream for like a side of
on fajitas.
The, yeah. And so you have these little stations where all the different add-ons are
happening.
And so if someone's leaning over it, gum could fall out
right.
into it.
Right.
That's what I like to believe so that I can have trust in humanity is what happened.
Right.
Because
right.
if someone intentionally put ABC gum
yeah.
in my salad.
I have lost my faith.
In people. Yeah, on the earth.
In the restaurant business.
Dove chocolates be danged. I'm worried.
Right. So anyway, that's disgusting. But minty, that's what got me. It was
minty,
like.
Minty caprese.
Yes.
Okay. Well, like you said, let's keep the gross ones kind of together. And this one's not crazy gross. Kind of, yes. Oh, but we are talking about hash browns. Okay. So this.
Listen, you stay away from my hash browns. It's one of my favorite breakfast dishes.
I know, but only McDonald's or homemade. So this listener said, this was a diner somewhere, they said, in BFE, Wyoming.
Okay.
And she,
which usually are like the best.
Right. Yeah. Those are like the home
It's cooked. Like mama's back there cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She picked up a fork of hash browns and went to scoop it into her mouth and there was a dead fly in it.
Oh.
So she and her friends, well, she starts kind of like choking. Like,
yeah.
mm-hmm. And her friend just starts cackling.
Yeah.
And both of them start laughing and choking
yes.
so loud that the restaurant asks them to leave.
How dare you?
You
How
serve
dare
me,
you?
You serve me a black fly and yeah. then you force me out of your establishment.
A poopy house fly is in my mouth and you tell me I can't have a reaction.
Maybe they were trying to cover it up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You guys need to get out of here.
We had to kick them out because they were so rowdy, not because we have insects
in our
food.
So, yeah. I mean, I think finding a bug in your food, a hair, anything is
it's
incredibly
so jarring.
Off-putting.
Yes.
I'd say laughing about it is a great response.
Yes.
Just because
you could
what
go
do you
and
do?
Rage on somebody.
What do you do?
You're lucky that she's
laughing
about
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. And that's our kind of gal. Okay, well, this listener said they went for family dinner at a sushi restaurant, and about 5 minutes after having the dinner brought to the table, the server comes flying by, shouts, "Not yours!" grabs her brother-in-law's plate of shrimp yakisoba and delivers it two tables down.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking he had had his food for 5 minutes. He had eaten all the shrimp and lined up the tails around the outside of the plate.
No.
She said, "I can only imagine what the person thought two tables down who received said partially
I
eaten food.
I ordered yakisoba with shrimp."
Right.
This is sans
not with
shrimp.
The thought of shrimp, the aftermath of shrimp. Like, what? And I'm just dying. I'm like, as a server, yeah, we all make mistakes.
Oh,
guess
absolutely.
What you do? That comp button is not too far away from all the other buttons. And you get that manager and you say, "Listen," and maybe their job was hanging by a thread. But like, I had so many, I comped so many things.
They're already late to shift that day.
And maybe it's not a great thing, but like, there were so many times my food took a long time and I just didn't put their drinks on their check.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to have any code.
Well, it sounds like two people ordered shrimp at a similar time period in a similar vicinity.
Correct.
So just go to the table number two or whatever and say, "Listen, I'm so sorry your shrimp's taking a little extra long. It'll be right out."
Yeah.
And you go and get the subsequent shrimp that was meant for the first guy.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Just play it off with a nice big smile.
Was it drugs? Like, what was the thought process here? You know? So anyway, I just thought that was so funny that not yours. And I'm like, for some reason, picturing them on roller skates, which I know they're not.
He
but like, he flew by.
He seems
in
a flurry.
Correct. Yeah. And so I'm picturing him literally flying by, picking up this tape. What in the world are you thinking? Are you trying to get fired so that you can collect unemployment? Like, right?
Yeah.
I would give anything to hear the other side of the person that received.
And maybe the server side. Let's hear all three.
Right. And if I were them, I'd be like, "I wasn't even done with that. Just let me finish it.
Just let me finish. Give them a fresh plate. Just tell them it'll be
a sec." So are you going to give them the leftovers and bring me the fresh one? Are you fresh out of shrimp yakisoba? Is this all that there is in the whole store?
Maybe it was a shrimp emergency. And they're like, "We have zero shrimp left.
Yes.
You've made false promises, young man. Now go solve it."
So at my local Cafe Rio, there's a boy that works there. And he's like a teenage boy. And I have a friend who, like, I don't know her kids super well, but she and I hike together every now and then, do stuff as a group. And so for some reason, I was like, "You're Heather's son, right?"
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like her.
Okay.
I was like, "Oh, you're Heather's son. You're so nice. You're such a sweetheart." And he just like nodded and smiled and stuff. And he's a shy kid. And my husband and I asked for some sides, extra sides of this. We were going to pay for it. He gave them to us free.
So you're so sweet, Heather's son. Let's get some extra sides going on here.
Well, no, I was saying we were planning on paying for it. He gave it to us. And Andy's like, "Well, we can pay for it." He's like, "It's fine." And I said, "Oh, he's so sweet. I'm going to have to tell Heather what a good kid he is. Every time we've gone in, he's just been so nice." And he probably knows him as mom's friend, kind of. And
yeah.
So I'm talking to her recently. I'm like, "I just have to say, like, she was talking about one of her kids at school." And I said, "Is this the one that works at Cafe Rio?" And she goes, "I don't have a son that works at Cafe Rio." I'm like, I like started to sweat because I swear to you.
I have like tears in her eyes right now.
I swear. And I'm trying not to laugh. And I'm so embarrassed. I like haven't gone back since. I can't breathe. I'm laughing so hard. Because I have been replaying how many times I've like referenced his mom.
And you're like,
quote,
"I love you, and you look just like Heather." Have I told you that before?
This poor child.
Are you going to the game on Saturday?
He might think I love him. I don't know, because I have been like,
you're a chip off the old block there,
right?
The
like
apple
being like,
fall far from the tree.
I'm
going to
tell your mom how like
great much I love you.
Yes, so it's probably like, "Who in the crap is this person?" And he's given me free things more.
I say, well, then it's working.
Just
go and do. Continue on. Stay the course.
I need to probably redo this because it's probably not very like
coherent.
It's probably not very audible for people to listen to because I'm like kind of like short of breath. But it just reminded me of the restaurant thing because I'm like, and so all these ladies were like talking. We're all around when I'm talking to my friend and they're all laughing like, this kid has probably thought you've been hitting on him. Like could have.
Well, yeah.
Potentially thought you've been hitting on him. I'm like, I was with my husband.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
I was like, I was with my husband multiple times of it. You know, like, I don't think he thought I was hitting on him.
He doesn't know your situation.
But he.
Open or close.
But he has just been so sweet to not correct me or anything.
Yes.
But then I'm also kind of like, why didn't you correct me? I feel so dumb. And now I'm like, well, I'm done talking about his hypothetical mom when I go in, but hopefully we built a rapport enough that, like,
he'll still give you the freebies.
I don't need the freebies, but he's just nice to us, you know? And so I'm saying hopefully he'll still be nice, but I couldn't believe this has been going on for months.
We had a listener write in, and you go to restaurants so you can have, like, a nice night.
Yes.
Take a load off, not have to do dishes, not have to do cooking. Mm-hmm. Well, when she was about 9 years old, her family took a trip to Virginia, and it was a really big deal because it was the only time she ever went on an airplane as a child.
Wow.
And her dad was really excited about this restaurant that they were going to go to while they were visiting. Mm-hmm. And because it had this special soup, I wish she would have written what kind.
Right, because we love soup.
Mm-hmm. But it was a very fancy restaurant. Mm-hmm. But he's like, okay, I'm in Virginia. I need my special soup. Mm-hmm. We're all going there despite the fanciness and the fact that I have kids. So he was like,
ignoring all sensibility.
So he is lecturing the family.
I want this soup.
Before they're driving to the restaurant, he's like, listen, guys, this is a really nice place. Mm-hmm. I've been really looking forward to this. It's fancy. We can't be doing McDonald's shenanigans.
Right.
So do not spill. Be calm. Yeah. Cool and collected. So they get to the restaurant.
Take this. It's a Vicodin. Everyone just chill out, okay?
So they get there. They get seated. The waiter brings them all waters or, mm-hmm. or drinks that they've ordered. Somebody spills. Guess who it was?
Oh, him.
The dad.
Yep.
The dad spills his drink all over the table.
Yeah, because he was a shaking mess from trying to be like.
He was so nervous about getting the soup and bringing his family to this fancy restaurant. So causing a whole scene.
It's like Applebee's.
Was that,
like, all I've had
chicken
is
tortilla soup?
McDonald's for the last 8 years because I have all these children.
So obviously super mortified. Mm-hmm. And so that was like not part number one of like why this dinner was so memorable for these kids. So later on in the meal, you know, I guess they've come back from the spilled drink.
Right.
The table exactly next to them, the guy proposes. And so everyone's like, oh, and looking. So once again, attention is being drawn
that
direction. They've spilled the drink. They've proposed to the lady. She turns him down. Well, everybody's watching.
Oh, my gosh.
All these little kids, the whole restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, that was the most memorable restaurant experience I've ever had.
Oh, totally. And now I bet. If I were the child now as an adult, I would every single time I go to dinner with my dad, I think I would say, now, Dad, we're going to a nice,
really
restaurant.
Nice restaurant.
I don't want your shenanigans. You don't spill.
This is
McDonald's.
You
don't yell. You don't talk. This is a McDonald's. I do the same thing with my kids, and it almost results in worse.
Right.
These big –
I've had the pep talks.
Time and
time
again.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go in there and have trust in your practices, coach.
Yes.
And what you've taught the team.
And just it's all in God's hands now.
Yes.
If all else fails, soup to go. Well, speaking of which, there's been kind of this hot story in the media. Probably – I mean, not like – I guess news moves very quickly, but to me it's recent. I think it was within the last month or two. And it was this whole thing where this family went to a restaurant. It was this whole thing where the owner came over and basically said, you have to leave. Like, you are being disruptive and all this stuff. And there was two families on a vacation type of thing. So there was probably, you know, seven kids between all of them. And the person got out their camera and started filming the manager, kicking them out. And they were saying, you know,
like, what did we do?
What did we do? And they were saying, you know, your kids are out of control. And they're saying they weren't out of control. They've been really good, you know, in their eyes. And so it's been like this hot take because you've got people on both sides of the argument. You've got people saying, well, first of all, siding with the manager, saying he has the right to kick anybody out that he wants to.
Come on.
But then some other people are saying, look at this restaurant. There are arcade games in the front. Why
this
would you think you couldn't bring children
pizza
there? Yes. Like, and that's the thing is, I think it's interesting because there are people that go out to these dinners and they want that quiet atmosphere, but they head to Chili's or they want like a romantic dinner. Don't go to Chili's.
Right.
You know?
Don't go someplace with arcade games.
That's why we chose this place. It had games in the front of it, you know?
Listen, I'm going to leave the children our future.
They are. If you don't have them, we're not going to have a population.
So if we start kicking everybody with kids out of places,
yes.
Society is going to dwindle pretty quick.
Right. My point in bringing this up was, well, first of all, what do you gabbers think about that? But we had a listener write in that said they went to Rainforest Cafe.
Love it.
You just went to Rainforest Cafe recently.
Yes.
And when you go to – there you go. You took the words out of my mouth. When you go to a place like Rainforest Cafe, what are your expectations, Britt?
To have kind of a whimsical experience.
Okay. Do you expect
– I want to feel like I'm in the jungle. I want a live animal to approach me. I don't know if I'm asking too much.
But you don't expect a quiet dinner.
No, there's thunderstorms every 30 minutes.
From what I remember when we were young.
There's waterfalls. Every 30 minutes, there's a rainstorm. There's thunder and lightning. There are like gorillas up on the wall. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
It's not quiet.
Right. Mm-hmm. You understood what you were getting yourself into. This listener said when she was in high school, she and her friends went to Rainforest Cafe for her birthday. And it was her parents and just about six girls. And they were chatting, laughing, having a good time when this lady with a Russian accent, which makes it that much more aggressive scary. Seeming, yeah, you know, comes over to their table, grabs her arm and yells at her, "You scared of my baby." I don't know how to do a Russian accent.
I'm pretty sure it was that gorilla over there getting loud. She's during, like, the thunderstorm.
"Sorry, what did you say? I can't hear you over the lightning and thunder
and the rain
thunder
noises."
And she said, "I was in shock. Rainforest Cafe isn't some quiet restaurant, so not sure what she was expecting."
Yeah.
You physically assaulted a teenage girl. were you that desperate?
Where do you go from there?
To go to Rainforest Cafe that you brought your
baby
and then you were mad because they got jump startled? Like, that's probably going to happen. And I would guess it maybe wasn't just the girl laughing.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Unless we are willing to pay for private dining service. Mm-hmm. Interacting with other tables and other people, other kids, other people maybe laughing because they're having a good time on their birthday.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to tolerate it. This listener wrote in and said she went to a pretty nice restaurant and the people at the table next to them had two little dogs in a dog stroller. I don't know. Are we hypocrites for saying it's fine to have kids and it's okay if they're loud and then to be like, WTF dogs?
It's the same people that do that though. Those people will scoff and turn their noses up at bringing children in, but then they bring their freaking Pomeranian in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
Toto.
Yeah.
They ordered food for their dogs to eat off plates at the table.
Gross.
She goes, "This was not like touted as a pet-friendly restaurant."
Is any restaurant like, bring your dogs?
Never. I feel like there are some like niche restaurants.
Yeah,
maybe
it's called
in
PetSmart.
Like, maybe in like LA and New York where they're like a cat cafe. Have you ever heard that?
Fortunately, no. Unfortunately, now I know that there are cat cafes.
So you can like bring a pet.
No, people bring their dogs to microbreweries with cornhole
mm-hmm.
and things like that, or coffee shops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is more normal to me.
Than like a sit-down restaurant where the dog's eating off the table.
And there's a carpeted ground. Like, what happens if they pee-pee all over the carpet? You know, I don't know.
Is that the waiter's job?
Right.
To clean up after the dog?
Right. And I guess, what if a kid pees? You know, mm-hmm. same thing, I guess, for some people. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. My eyebrows are raised.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, these people need to go to a dog cafe.
Yeah.
And just have a heyday there.
And if there's no such thing around you, I guess start one and find your people that want your patrons that want to come and bring their dogs and eat off of real plates. But that is like unappetizing as a fellow restaurant goer uh-huh. to watch a dog.
Like lick up
Osabuco or whatever, you know, like I don't, I'm just not for me personally.
Yes.
And people are weird.
What if it was like a really cute dog? And it was eating like whipped cream off the plate. Would that be cute?
Not at a restaurant. Like, okay, okay. Again, you can go through Starbucks or drink places uh-huh. and they'll give you a pup cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Of a little swirl of some kind of whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Love it. Love it for you. You're in your car. It's cute. Watch them lick up the pup cup. Okay. You're sitting down mm-hmm. for a three-course meal with apps and all the things. No. It's gross. Okay. So you mentioned, is that the server's job to clean up if
a dog
pees or a child, you know? And uh-huh. When we worked at the restaurant we worked at, we served for a while. You know what I'm going to say, don't
Jell-O
you?
Jell-O cups.
Jell-O cubes.
Yes.
They were these red Jell-O cubes cut up in these little baggies, and then we would put them on the little kid's plate. But the problem is...
It was part of the kid's meal.
Part of the kid's meal, yes. And the Jell-O chunks and stuff would get stuck down in the high chair and then they'd dry. And when gelatin dries, it is legitimately cement. And so there would be every now and then where they'd be like, you know, it'd be slow. Uh-huh. And they'd send the hostess over and be like, you need to scrub and scrape
Jell-O
down
off
Jell-O,
the high chairs.
Dry Jell-O.
And then there would be like Jell-O cubes on the floor and Jell-O cubes in the booth.
And you can't sweep up Jell-O mm-hmm. because it's too wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't really mop it up because then it's just spreading red. It was a nightmare.
So
thank heavens when they got rid of that Jell-O.
It.
And that's probably why.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we were talking, you mentioned, is mm-hmm. it the waiter's job? And there's so many things I did that I think back on.
not my job.
That I was like, not my job.
Yeah.
Bathroom situations. So they were like, we need you to go in there. And I'm like, and I'm sorry, why? Why? Yeah. But there's who else is going to do it?
Right.
So this listener said in high school, she was a server at an Italian restaurant. They had $5 all-you-can-eat spaghetti night once a week.
Wow. I think it's a recipe for disaster.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, but how much spaghetti can one eat? Two particular ladies would come in weekly. She wants to describe their appearance. They were a little rough-looking, baggy clothes, bad wigs, weird makeup. I love how she just threw bad wigs in there as if...
as if it wasn't the highlight of this description.
Oh, we're wearing wigs? Okay. I mean...
maybe they're like, we can't just show our... we can't just act like we come here every week, so they got to come up with like new
looks. A different
looks.
Costume, yeah. Like a different like look.
Yes.
They're like, you're not fooling anybody. We know it's you, Betty.
She Betty said, spaghetti.
This particular night was super busy spaghetti night, and she was rushing to bring plates to tables while one of these said ladies was walking in front of her as she was bringing out two plates of spaghetti. Ugh. And the girl, the woman, my kids do this all the time.
When they just suddenly stop. Oh,
yeah. And you just, all of your momentum
is going forward.
Yes. And it's a rear end situation. Well, literally in this situation. So she said, it made her stop suddenly, dropped a plate, and it bounced off the ground and catapulted marinara all over her butt.
Oh my gosh.
So this girl's mortified.
Yes.
Runs back, gets napkins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this woman couldn't reach there to wipe it off her bum.
Okay.
So she said, I had to wipe it off her butt.
No.
In front of the whole dining
no.
room. She's sitting there with napkins.
Stop it.
Wiping marinara, which at that point, it's a fool's game. I mean, you're using dry napkins, and you're probably just smearing marinara. It
whatever tunic all, she's wearing.
Yeah, all over her bum. And she said she honestly didn't even seem to mind too much. But
so I'm not sitting in my car with marinara in my bum. So this is the option I have.
Right. And I haven't even sat down to have
great
my
service here at Spaghetti Paschetti. Fridays.
And so she said, she went and told her manager what happened. And all he said was, just tell her to bring us the dry cleaning bill. Wrong audience, bud.
Yeah.
I told her that. The girl told her that. Uh-huh. Just bring us your dry cleaning bill. And the lady looked at her like she's crazy. Like dry cleaning. Like not that crowd. You know, yes. $5 spaghetti crowd.
Yeah.
You know, not probably getting like a lot of dry cleaning done. I don't even like really. I mean,
I
don't think a lot of us even get dry cleaning done. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of like, my boss said to bring us your dry cleaning bill. Okay. She's like, well, I already feel like you dry cleaned me back there with those napkins. Also, I feel like I should get your number after this.
I feel like I should at least know your name.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
But
I could see it happening.
Question. Okay, these girls are buddies. They're spaghetti night buddies. They obviously are friends.
They need to have each other's back, literally, on spaghetti
back
night.
Backside.
Yeah.
Because if it's me and you, or me and a friend, and...
and a waiter is and wiping your bum.
Me
no,
off.
I would be there.
I'd be like, here, Britt, I got it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Go
can
ahead,
can you go
handle
get some
your
of these
tables.
Wet, and I'll help her?
Yeah.
But they're in front of the dining room. There she is, just assuming the position. And the girl is wiping her bum. Not in the job description as far as I'm concerned. Oh.
This listener wrote in and said they went to a restaurant and his wife bit into her salad and felt pain in her gum.
Yikes.
She opens her mouth and kind of fishes around like what is going on. And they found a staple.
Oh.
Ugh. Can you imagine?
That could impale an intestinal tract.
It would be a struggle down the digestive system.
Yeah.
And they assume that the staple like holds the bag of salad shut.
Oh.
You know, and they were like opening it up, emptying it out. So they tell the waiter.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What?
I mean, come on.
Nothing.
I almost ingested metal.
You're telling me your margins, your profit margins are so razor thin that you can't give me some free lettuce?
So they said like no comping on the meal.
What?
No like dessert or anything like that.
Yeah.
For literally having their lettuce staple in their mouth.
That blows my mind.
It's crazy.
I mean, I similar went to Iggy's years and years ago. I had a hair in my chicken strip and they were like, well, we can get you a free dessert. And I was kind of like, my appetite's a little ruined, but okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, what about just comping my meal? Like, I don't, because I'm not even going to eat this. I'm so grossed out. It was like in the breading of the chicken strip. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we can't do that.
Yes, you can, Iggy's. Yes, you can.
Right? I'm like, can't or won't. And then they go, we can get you free dessert. And I said, oh, okay, I guess. Can I get a dessert menu? And they said, well, we can give you free bread pudding. That's the dessert you can get for free.
You're like, listen.
I'm like, bread pudding? What am I,
80? This is not me. This is not me faking my birthday, okay?
Yeah.
I am
showing you this hair in my food. Like, it was a bizarre. That blows my mind. I gave away a lot of free things, not because it was always disgusting, but I just
to help out.
It took too long. It was cold. We had to remake it. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Also, you said bread pudding. Am I 80 years old? So do you like bread pudding?
Mm-mm.
I like it.
I know you do. But I like rice pudding. So that makes me 80 years old.
Also, so we're 80-year-old friends. And next thing you know, we'll be at spaghetti night.
Because I love like tres leches cake. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it is about bread pudding. It's because it's part soggy, part crusty. The top's kind of crusty and dry.
A little chewy.
I feel like it was invented because someone was like, I made this cake. It went stale. So pour some pudding on it and pudding in my mouth.
That sounds good.
I don't like it. I haven't. If you have bread pudding that you are like, Allison, this will change your mind. Bring it on.
The Golden Corral bread pudding.
Sick.
It's so good.
You did not just go there.
Should we go over today for lunch? And I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. No. Allison's going to vomit.
Just take out. Like, bring some to me and I'll try a bite. Listen, I try not to rule things out, but I haven't yet to have a bread pudding that knocks my socks off, you know?
Oh, gosh. Okay, here, you can do the next one.
This listener found an acrylic nail in her pizza pocket.
Gross.
And I'm like, was it the tip of the nail? Did the whole nail fall off? Disgusting. If you're working at a restaurant, technically you're not supposed to have nails like that unless you're wearing gloves all the time. I bit into a nail in a Beto's burrito.
Oh, I remember you telling me that, and that's horrific.
It was the first and last. Never have I ever been back to a Rancheritos, a Beto's, nothing.
Okay.
And I think it's just one of those things where you're like, it's not good enough
to go back and risk that.
Right.
Okay, this listener wrote in. She said they visited China 5 years ago. So she went to a street vendor to order a breakfast burrito, sort of thing. She said a similar type thing.
Chinese breakfast burrito.
Yes. She said they made it right in front of them, and they pulled out the dirtiest eggs with poop still all over them.
Well, right when you said she went to China, I was like, full stop.
It's just different than what we're used to. We're used to the chemically bleached eggs.
Yep.
Pristine in the case. And if one of them happens to have a little crack, it's a no-go.
Right.
So then if you show someone
poop eggs
that are come fresh from the chicken coop that's around the back.
Yeah.
That haven't even been washed off.
It's a lot for us Americans. Us Americans. Mm-hmm. We're a little more disconnected from our food processes.
We are. Other cultures are like, straight from the coop to the burrito.
Yeah.
But they watched as a big piece of the poop fell into the burrito. I'm sorry. They still paid for it.
Well, yeah.
You feel bad.
Like, how do I say no way in Chinese? How do I say never mind?
How do I say fecal matter and burrito in Chinese? She's like, we paid for it. She took it because, what do you do? The language barrier. They didn't want to seem like jerks. Mm-hmm. But definitely no, did not eat it.
Yeah.
No way.
It just goes right into the garbage.
You're asking for, I don't even
know. Salmonella.
Yeah, something.
Another story when they were in China. She and her husband were out just walking the streets, and suddenly they saw this huge line for a place that wasn't quite open. So what do you figure in that situation? You figure it's probably delish, right?
Yes.
If people are lining up before the doors open, it's got to be a winner. So when it opened, they just watched and everyone else was ordering, and they copied it. These were these big buns, and they were filled with something. So they grabbed a bunch to take back and share with the rest of the fam that they were with.
Yeah, look at these.
Yeah. Look at these buns. What are they? Mystery buns. Just bite and see. So she said, let's just say I don't have the same taste buds as all the other people ordering those, because it was a giant bun filled with red bean paste, which is pretty much like refried beans.
Yeah.
She said, we learned on that trip that people in China are probably way healthier than us. Their treats were rarely as sweet and full of sugar as we kept hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those Asian countries, our grandma is Japanese, and she has said the same thing, that when she came to America, she was like, everything is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And
that time when she made us that.
Onigiri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like rice wrapped in seaweed filled with a pickled plum.
Pickled sour plum.
And
that was a treat. They were calling it a treat.
Our uncles were like, oh, this was our favorite treat growing up.
I was like, do you know what a treat is?
It didn't help that you and I were both pregnant.
Oh.
But we were not fans.
No.
So.
And I don't think any of them listened to this, but what happened was we were like, so Britt and I were both pregnant. I don't think I had told them I was pregnant, but I can't remember. Anyway, I took a bite and was like, oh dear, this isn't going to sit well. And I like different foods and I like sushi and I'm not like shy about seaweed, but pregnancy just sometimes it just hits different. And I didn't want to hurt feelings.
Yeah.
And so I walked upstairs and Britt was upstairs and I'm like, I need you to eat this. And Britt's like, I barely choked mine down. Like, I can't do it. And I was like, if I throw it away.
They'll find it.
They'll find it. What if they find it? That's really mean.
Yeah.
You know? And I want to tell them. They don't like it. And then and then Britt's like, flush it on the toilet. And I was like, it will clog the toilet. And then that will be even worse. You flushed her food down the toilet. I was like, it's such an insult. You know? Anyway, we were just laughing. So I was just sitting there like, like trying to eat it. And I consider myself relatively, you know, broad when it comes to food. I'll eat most things. Obviously not with bread pudding. But
okay. This listener wrote in and said, a waitress came up to the table and she said, we all have bets going on back in the kitchen about whether you guys are going to finish your food or not.
What?
And she goes, I was pregnant. I ordered one extra side for crying out loud. And she goes, I was humiliated.
Yeah. Why would you say that? Don't be talking about bets you're placing about people.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, who thinks that fatty's going to finish her dinner? I do.
Nobody's betting that you won't. Sad.
Yeah. What the heck? You like, want a
I
good
am
tip?
Eating for two.
You want a good tip?
Yeah.
You're working for tips. That's all you get paid is tips.
So keep that to yourself. Shenanigans in the kitchen.
Stay in the kitchen.
Keep it to yourself. Well, you guys, we hope are you going out to eat tonight?
Nope. Just kidding. Not like intentionally. We've actually been out quite a bit this week because it's just been busy. So it's a home cooking night.
Just because we know these stories happen, it doesn't really make any of us shy away.
Yeah, we're still going.
From the restaurant experience.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Anyway, we hope you guys didn't get too grossed out by this episode. We tried to keep it light and funny as usual. So whether or not you're dining in or eating out tonight, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, as usual, share us with your friends. Keep gabbing along with us. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram, gabfest_gals.
Any of those 5-star reviews like we asked for last week will help us just making sure our trolls don't get the best of us and our true fans are shining through.
That's right. Thanks all right. for all you do for us, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye. How else do you catch a fish? Not wild? Like, I guess at a farm.
Farm, like a trout farm?
Yeah. Wild caught, though. It's like they're all kind of wild. They're alive. I saw him and he was running and his wife pulled a gun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are they doing, why are they picking them? I'm like, oh, because it makes great television.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello. Tell me the name and don't include it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I just got a text. Great news. Your Dove Promises milk chocolate was delivered. Like, they are leaning into this miracle.
I think I'll show them to you at Smith's. Mm-hmm. You can buy patties like that, McDonald's ones.
Really?
And like, you know, put them in some oil or butter. And
do what McDonald's does.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Like, Andy was like, these are freaking really crispy and good. When I heard about Jack in the Box and the little girl dying of E. coli, I still, 30 years later,
across state lines,
I will starve before I eat a Jack in the Box. And my husband calls it Yak in the Box.
I like a Subway. I do. I really do.
Oh my gosh. We are learning so much about each other in this episode. Between like the bread pudding and the Subway.
They put the special Mike's seasoning, dried herbs.
Because why would you do that? You know you don't like that stuff.